Hash the Rhetoric of Arrival: How Framing Shapes Immigration Discourse in International News. Immigration policy is rarely discussed in a purely neutral, statistical light. Rather, it is inherently situated within competing national narratives. This contestation is intensely reflected across international news reporting, where the selection and emphasis of specific details, whether focusing on security concerns, humanitarian imperatives, or economic realities, actively shapes public opinion in different jurisdictions. This analysis examines how media narratives construct the political legitimacy for various immigration stances, focusing specifically on the role of rhetoric in mobilizing domestic political support and exerting international diplomatic pressure. By tracing the evolution of reporting on border events, this paper demonstrates how the selection and emphasis of specific details determine which aspects of migration, the humanitarian or the security-based, dominate the public discourse. The framing of migration is not a passive reflection of events, but an active construction of political meaning. When international news outlets report on border crossings or asylum claims, the choices made regarding verb choice, source selection, and contextual emphasis establish a specific interpretive framework for the audience. For instance, reporting dominated by security concerns tends to emphasize threats, illegal entry, and border control measures, thereby legitimizing restrictive policies framed around national defense and sovereignty. Conversely, narratives prioritizing humanitarian imperatives focus on vulnerability, suffering, and the right to seek asylum, lending moral weight to calls for compassionate policy and international responsibility. Economic realities, meanwhile, frame migration through lenses of labor market needs, fiscal strain, and integration challenges, positioning immigration as an economic variable requiring policy management rather than a moral or security issue alone. These divergent frames serve distinct political functions. Narratives centered on security often mobilize domestic support for stricter enforcement, increased border security spending, and restrictive immigration laws, appealing to anxieties about national safety and control. These narratives provide a foundation for governments to justify securitizing migration as a necessary act of state protection. In contrast, humanitarian framing mobilizes public sentiment toward empathy, appeals for international cooperation, and support for refugee aid initiatives, thereby generating domestic political capital through moral obligation. Economic framing appeals to constituents concerned with resource allocation, labor supply, and fiscal stability, grounding immigration debates in tangible domestic concerns about prosperity. The evolution of reporting on border events clearly illustrates this power dynamic. Early coverage might focus almost exclusively on the physical act of crossing, emphasizing security breaches. As discourse evolves, particularly following major crises, the emphasis shifts to the human cost, the perilous journeys, the vulnerability of migrants, thereby introducing a humanitarian dimension into the debate. Simultaneously, the integration of economic statistics provides a third axis, illustrating the complex interplay between policy objectives and lived realities. The media's editorial choices dictate which of these threads receives prominence, effectively constructing a hierarchy of concerns that dictates the ensuing political response. The role of rhetoric in this process is paramount. Political actors and media curators utilize specific linguistic strategies to achieve desired outcomes. By employing alarmist language concerning security risks, they generate fear, pushing for punitive measures. By deploying language emphasizing human suffering, they cultivate sympathy, generating international pressure and domestic empathy. This strategic deployment of rhetorical tools is what ultimately constructs the political legitimacy for particular immigration stances. International diplomatic pressure is exerted when a narrative successfully frames migration as an acute humanitarian crisis demanding immediate multilateral intervention. Domestically, support is mobilized when narratives effectively link migration to perceived national security threats or economic necessity. In conclusion, The way international news frames the complex reality of migration directly shapes public opinion by privileging certain dimensions: security, humanitarianism, or economics over others. The selection and emphasis of specific details in reporting are not neutral acts, but deliberate rhetorical choices that construct the political legitimacy for various immigration stances. Understanding this dynamic is essential for analyzing how media narratives mobilize domestic support and influence international diplomatic pressures concerning global migration flows.